Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Say turn right in, Bismillah Rahman again. Wanna thank Allah for the music. Wali Ali, Black Eyed Peas. I love the images. They got in the churches, got in the houses, got in the cars, and the airport, Navy, all these places carry these false images of God. And that's why racism is strong in the United States. But we here tonight at the Block Talk Radio Station trying to speak to the solution. We believe that the solution has already been given and it got to be used. The solution is to remove all racial images. Remove all the image that we're trying to say that this is God. A God chosen people, a God son. All these are dangerous lies to the human family. They divide and conquer and bring the human family against each other. So what we like to do tonight is open this beautiful Block Talk Radio Station up with a prayer called Al-Fatah. And Al-Fatah means to open. And we're opening in the Arabic language and the prayer. Of Allah is said in English. Yeah. Praise are due to Allah. We get ready to open. First of all, I say it in the Arabic language, then I say it in the English translation. Bumalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we delight in me. Al Rahman Rahim, Malikim. Omidin, Yakana, Buryakana, Stahim, Ethan, Serato, Mustakim, Serato, Ladina, Antoli, him, Glory, Magdubi, Alehim, Waladoni, I mean. The English translation. We seek protection from Satan, the rejected one, the outcast, with the name of Allah, with the name of God, most gracious. Allah is most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live, the alone that we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. I'd like to greet you in the greatest and the best of all the greetings in the world. There's no other greeting match this greeting. This is the greeting given to us by the Creator himself. And all of the prophets gave this greeting. They don't do it now. They don't do it in most places. But as Muslims, we are still greeting just like the prophets. We are saying, As-salamu alaykum. Remember, they didn't speak English. And they said, As-salamu alaykum simply means, may God peace be unto you. You can't get a better greeting than that. It's not a good morning the way things are in America. They having a good morning, one earthquake after another. So it's not a good day, but it's always doing, even in Turkey, you look for peace. And you greet somebody in peace, and don't you know they feel better? And you say, good morning, and their people have lost their children on a rubble. Their whole family is on the rebel, the building will come down on the whole family. So that's not a good moment. But all the peace, everybody needs peace. Jesus said, peace be unto you. Moses said, peace. All the prophets said, peace. They had to get it from Allah. They had to get it from the Creator. Because it's still the best greeting of all the greetings. So we greet you again in the best of the greeting of all the greetings of Aishalam Aleikum. Simply may God peace be unto you. We're here on this Blog Talk radio station coming out of California by Amin Muhammad, who's sponsoring the show. It's sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad Sim School. And we hope that Sim School will be coming all over America. It's a school that you can say prayer in. You can't say prayer in the public school unless you want to get sued. What kind of people will let that happen and say they religious? Let somebody come in and tell them they can't thank God for everything that he does for them. They can't thank God, but they can talk about the people that discover America, and then we know that's a lie. So they can give you all the lies. They don't want you to have no truth. So what kind of, you had to separate yourself from that. Satan is in that revelation, and God told us to shun Satan. Get away from him. Don't be a part of him. And that's what the public school is raising people who are trying to be like Satan. At the same time, they call themselves an angel of light. So we in the night. We can help somebody with this Blog Talk radio station talking about the oneness of God and how Allah has created all of us, give us all our difference. And then said the best one of us in the difference is one who obey God the best, not the one with the light skin. And light skin only come about when you are born in a cold environment that's all in the sun shining on you. Your skin can't be nothing but light. Your skin is dark because you live in a climate that make your skin dark. It shine down on your sun, on your skin, and it darkens your skin. It's like putting a bread in it, or you roll dough up and put it in the oven, and it look like it's white, then it start turning brown, then it become golden brown. If you keep it too long in there, it'll become real dark brown. It's as simple as that. God gave us a simple way of looking at things. Satan wants you to look at things white and black. If there would have been some white people on this earth, don't you know we would never have slavery? If there had been white Caucasian people with Christianity, true Christianity, they would never took over slavery. Because their book says slavery would get you hellfire, get you... We're angry God. We shouldn't be a slave to nobody but the Creator of this creation. If we become a slave to anything else, then that means we worship that thing. And they know that. And those people, according to their own scripture, they reap what they sow, and what they reap was the hellfire for what they did to innocent people, men, women, and children. You, if you think you God, you're going to act evil. You're going to act greedy. You're going to act like you think you better than somebody else. And that's why God said, don't make no image of him. So all that comes out of an image. So I have another brother in the queue, and I'd like to bring him up before I go any further. If nobody don't reject or nobody raise their hand. So I'm going to bring Brother Rakeed up. Brother Rakeed, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we just left the street. Brother Rakeed and the preacher, beautiful. You think Dr. King was and what he was talking. And so Allah bless us all to have a great time talking to the people. I believe we made many because we spoke the truth. I'm going to bring Rakeed up and let him say what he had to share with us tonight. You got it, Brother Rocky. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. We see that separation holds a key with Satan. And it takes a oppression upon our characteristics, and it takes oppression until oppression have committed the deadliest sins of murder. We see that Allah tells us that oppression is worse than slaughter. And we see throughout the streets of America that slaughter had became a way of life for the innocents amongst us, meaning the innocent mind that acquire development of growth with our children from ages 13 and up. We know that Allah does not hold us accountable as believers, accountable for what we do not know. And we know accountability holds upon the one who reacts towards ignorance, in that manner. We know that the religion of Islam, al-Islam, speaks for peace. And we know that just because we are Muslims and our religion is al-Islam, that doesn't make us any different from the religion of Christianity and to follow the prophet of Christ and et cetera. We see that titles have thumbstruck our minds, our actions, our communities, and definitely our nation to the point where we hide behind a title. And we hide for comfortability-ness. We can do our dirt in the name of Jesus. Or we can do our dirt in the name of Allah. Or we can do our dirt in the name of Yahweh. Or we can do our dirt in the name of all of these titles that's been upon us. And we have so much titles, so many sets. Allah said we have 72 sets. And we have so much title that it does not identify us as humans. We forget. We become superior. We become superior in ways to not identify that we are humans, regardless of race or religion. We know that one thing that political politicians have done is to take the word of Almighty, the word of Allah, out of the curriculum of political politician system. Have taken it out of the system because you cannot be comfortable with the word of God and demand injustice, equality to a nation of people. You won't feel comfortable. You can't sleep good at night. So to take it out of the curriculum, especially our children's curriculum before political speaking, but to take it out of the system, it leaves us with no mannerism and no respect for our Constitution, that every man is created equal, that is endowed by its creator. Meaning the Constitution, our Constitution, have respectful ties to God Almighty, to Allah, to the creator of creation. And we as a people should hold it in a position, regardless of religion, but we should hold it in a position to acquire American, being American in America, because our Constitution doesn't speak for foreign policies, even though we have become the nation heroes of foreign policy. But in America, it doesn't speak for that. It speaks to identify ourselves as Americans, who we are. And it gives us the utmost respect by putting God Almighty first. Even so, in the dollar bill. Ain't that remarkable? That's amazing. That's amazing. But even if something so easy to understand, we have a terrible, terrible time putting it together through our titles, Christian, Jew, Muslim, European, African-American, Chinese, and Asian. We did not come to earth knowing our nationality. Allah have constricted that upon us. Allah has given us this gesture. Allah has made us African Americans and Europeans, and gave us animals and the sky, a blue sky, a shaded sky. Allah have did that. Allah created all mankind in the puritanism. Imam tell us, Imam Muhammad tell us that our situations change our conduct, our morality, our love, and our decency by who we're being brought up by, who we're being raised or brought up by. But it's the same story as Adam until we find our quest in life as our brains. We look at our brains and we see our brains as like a maze, and it's a maze that doesn't stop. Some mazes continue to grow, but some, just as the brain, it goes to a dead end. It stops. And is waiting to respond to something that the brain could be entitled to respond towards. The brain can't respond towards ignorance, because if it responds ignorance, it's a conversation for ignorance. Allah says, is there any good other than good? Is there any bad other than bad? And when you find, when we find ourselves in bad positions, Allah wants us to do one thing, a suggestion from the heart. Subhana Rabbiya Ayla. Subhana Rabbiya Ayla. Subhana Rabbiya Ayla. As we know that we use in our prayers as believers. Oh, El Rab, oh, my Lord, forgive me. Oh, my Lord, forgive me. Oh, my Lord, forgive me. A simple supplication from the mouth that approaches into the heart by the words that come in and the words that come out. We know that our leader, Imam Muhammad, tells us, radiallahu anhu, tells us that man means mind, and to figure out the mind, and woman means woe of a mind. Sometimes even in situations to hold her mind, or even some situations a woman can go forward with her mind. As long as we're bringing peace, as long as we're bringing peace, Allah will bless us. Now, peace comes from not us, if we don't strive for it. But peace comes from Allah, our creator, who taught man, who taught us, which we knew not, even since birth. We know nothing. But look at how amazing, incredible Allah is, magnificent. Look, we know a lot of things. He has built our intelligence to continue to build more intelligence for more intelligence for more intelligence, because every system that he has designed for us to come about, to come into, he wants us to have a sensible demeanor about that system. He wants us to learn and grow and learn and grow. And if we're not around each other, if we're not communicating with each other, we're not unifying each other, iron is no good. Iron sharpens iron. Iron is built to use. It's as a knife. It's built to cut. As a sword, it's built for war. As bullets, it's built for gun. Iron is only better used than unused. And we know that iron sharpens iron. We know since our birth, since our introductions, that we was not submitted into the gods that we have proclaimed. Our desires we have came into. Drugs, alcohol, promiscuous, stalking, sneaky, idle minds, and evil playgrounds. We know that that's not us. We know that those minds have been produced by evil conspirators that one person have conspired to towards himself, the Shaitan. And they have not yet established a will to come to Almighty God, Allah, God, Lord, and cherisher, and sustainer of all the world. This mind is void. So Allah have done for centuries and centuries before Christ and after Christ, we see that Allah have utilized different minds, because our minds wasn't good. So he gave us a mind of Moses, mind of Adam, a mind of Abraham, a mind of Isaac, Noah, And we know the he even gave us a mind of Christ, Isa, a mind of Yahweh. But we know the last and final mind that he has given us that speaks for all systems and all knowledge is the mind of Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. That is a mind for the world. That is a mind to be produced for production and more production and more production and more production and more production so that it could speak morally, mainly to the soul. Because when we read Quran, it speaks to our soul. It speaks to the mind, yes. But it speaks to our soul. Because a lot of our souls have died or are dying or cannot find a way to proceed, escape besides death. It looks for a way to console the body to come into intelligence, to stop thinking irrational, or stop thinking normal. And you'll find that Allah talks about the mentally ill in Quran. He talks about the mentally ill. And he talks about the solution to the mentally ill. We're not talking about mentally retarded. We're talking about people who utilizes false worship to deteriorate their thinking or to deteriorate their senses. So it brings them out of the nature of their future. It brings them out of the nation to submit to their creator. We as humans look for something to follow. We look for good leadership. We look for good parenting, good parenting. We look for good good coworkers. We look for someone we can learn something from to advance us in our human race so that we can advance our family, right? And so that we can advance our community. And as a nation, we should look for something to advance our nation and not war, because war has done nothing but took peace out of the equation, took wisdom out of the minds, and have left us with murder and blood on our hands, which is a sin that Allah says he does not forgive as well. He says that if you take a life on justice, he said, pay the ransom. He said, pay for the life that you have took for injustice. That's our religion. But Allah does not. One of the Ten Commandments is also the commandment of the Quran. You can't take a life that you did not produce. And since you cannot produce it, you can't take it. And Allah wants us only to establish a religion to humanitarian rights for our human family so that we can elevate and advance. Imam says if we get America straight, just America, 53 states, my dear, beloved brothers and sisters, if we can get America right, if we can produce righteousness around the whole entire world. Say, why America? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, have I heard from the Hodges, have I heard from people who are in and out of America and travel around the world? There's nothing like America. There's nothing like America. And it's special to us as African Americans. Why? Because we got the story to tell to the whole entire world in America. And we know our story. And we are the ones that's entitled to tell our stories. But it's special. It's special. Allah says the last shall be first and the first shall be last. The last is not saying the incompetent amongst us. Allah is not saying the ones who do not have a respect and ties for for us being in America to the point. But for us not to have a entitlement to America, you know, we want to feel different. Like America is not our home. America is not us. We're not Americans, but we are Americans. And I don't know about you guys, but majority of us, even Muslims, can't afford Hajj. It's up to 10,000. And I think if, you know, Allah said don't be ignorant. Allah knows we want it. But I believe if the average person have 10, 11, 12,000, I believe, and they need a place to stay, I believe that they should get their place to stay and work on how can we as a community come up with the means. Maybe we can buy an airplane. Maybe we can use an airplane and buy an airplane put our wealth together and buy airplanes to take us to Hajj, you know. I don't think we should have a burden upon ourselves that we can't bear. A lot of just God, he said don't do that. But the titles that we use is not the titles that bring out the betterness of mankind. It destroys mankind. It takes away from humanitarian life. And if we don't do the works that Allah has told us to do, then why not tell Trump to open them borders up? Let another group of people come and take over. Allah has already promised us that he will. So it's not a coincidence certain people take over or do different things that have not been done from a certain group of people. That's not coincidence. That's the word of Allah that we see, that we live in and walking. But it's not late. The lateness is death. And as long as you're alive and well and breathing, then you have an opportunity to proclaim the oneness of your Lord and to come into righteousness, of conduct and righteousness behavior, and to utilize yourself as Americans. And there's nothing wrong with being American. There's nothing wrong with being Muslim, Christian, or Jew. Allah says he has 72 sits. 72. So you can stand and fight with him. Fight with him 72 sits all you want. Didn't make it nowhere but go to war and go to war and go to war. Or you can let Allah be Allah. You can let Allah be the judge. You can do as Allah proclaimed and tell you to do in scripture and in the Quran, because majority of us read from the same books, just divided, and just divided. And when you divide something, it's easier for Shaitan to come lead you, lead your organization, lead your righteous, places of worship, lead you into temptations. So may Allah guide us and help us, and may Allah bless our children to understand this religion better than us, and may Allah give us more insight, and may Allah bless us to unify ourselves. May Allah bless us to put our resources together so that we can help each other and stop burdening each other. And may Allah give us more understanding on government. And may Allah soften our government leaders. I propose a bill to one of our legislators today, even though today is President's Day, and we want to salute to our presidents. And may Allah give us better presidents. But I made a proposal, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it needs more thinking, you know, and more, maybe we just need more better minds around us, but to make better decisions. But I proposed a bill that officers that find themselves in shooting unjustly, that the death penalty occurs to them. And maybe I need more insight on what I just said, because what I said earlier, I don't want to not practice what I preach. Or maybe y'all can give me a little bit more insight with Imam Muhammad, with the Quran and Imam Muhammad and the life of Prophet Muhammad, or good imams would do. I know that life for a life is prescribed. I know that forgiveness without redemption and forgiveness, without admitting that person's ways, is not forgivable. So maybe y'all can give me some more insight about this bill, and maybe we can come to a peaceful solution in America about the police's and their criminal behavior. And maybe we can come to a more better solution about us, American civilians and their criminal behavior. All of these need to be addressed. All problems need to be addressed in America so that we can clean out America. Clean out America. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our nation, our united nation, to help Syria that's in Syria. They're not helping Syrians for the earthquake. They're not helping the Muslims. And it's our duty and our job for us to respect our religion and for us to respect humanitarian rights and human rights. That's our job. Allah didn't put it in nobody else's hand. But he would bring up a group of people whose hands he would put it in to make sure his work of righteousness be done. So let us work together and rebuild our connections first with our maker, second with ourselves, our connection on our fitra, then with our prophets, and then with our family, and then with each other, because the laws of Isa, as he said, he did not come to change the law. He came to fulfill the law. And as Allah gave us Prophet Muhammad, may Allah have peace and blessings be upon him. He is a mercy. He is a mercy that Allah didn't give to Christ. He is a mercy that Allah didn't give to Adam and Ibrahim and Noah and Moses and Isaac and Jacob and Zechariah and John, Yahya, or Maryam. He didn't give that mercy to them. He gave his mercy to Muhammad. May Allah have peace and Prophet Muhammad. May Allah have peace and blessings be upon him. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you, young man. Hang in there. Somebody may answer the question. And okay, now we got brother Suja, hand is up. We're going to bring him in the queue and let him start saying what he wants to say tonight. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. The mic is on. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Alaikum assalam.
Your mic is on.
Alhamdulillah. We really enjoyed Brother Rakeem's talk. Praise be to Allah. We got young people coming after behind us, and the future looks good. I'm going to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and I also bear witness that there is only one God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Praises be to Allah. He's our example. You know, his wife gave a description of him, said he was the walking Quran. And it's a blessing that Imam Wahdi Muhammad community is using the Quran as much as they are using it. You know, after a while, if they keep on using the Quran over and over, and repetitions being is make you professional. You become a professional with it by doing it over and over and over again. Anything, anybody that you see out there that's doing things and can do it good, they've been practicing with it through repetition, doing it over and over and over again. So praises be to Allah. You know, we thank Allah for Imam Wafiq Muhammad community that picked up the Quran and striving in applying the book. You know, it's telling the world what they see, what Allah is blessing them with. So praises be to Allah. I like to read from the Quran, starting at Surah 16, Ayat 22. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan wajim. And that's one thing we need to do, brothers and sisters, seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan before we start reading the Quran. Don't just start reading it. Now, this is not Shujah that's telling you this. This is what Allah said do in the Quran. He said, before you read it, seek refuge in him. Against Satan. So that should say something to you. That's a whole lot of wisdom in that. That should say something to you. So a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Your God is one God. As to those who believe not in the hereafter, their hearts refuse to know. And they are arrogant. Undoubtedly, Allah does know what they conceal and what they reveal. Verily, he loveth not the arrogant. When it is said to them, to them, what is it that your Lord has revealed? These are tales of the ancients. They show their arrogance. They say that they are trying to make it seem as though these are just stories that's been told, and this has been passed down to us from older generations. These are just tales that you sit up and you talk about and you pass them on. Allah said, let them bear on the day of judgment their own burden in full. And also something of the burden of those without knowledge whom they misled. Alice, how grievous the burden they would bear. So they gonna be weighted down with burden. You know. By taking the wrong move, by trying to fight against Allah. I'll try to put out the light of Allah and establish these false gods. Establish false worship. Trying to make the people believe in them. They trying to take the power of Allah. They want you to worship them and follow them. They don't want you to listen to the messengers. They call them liars. So they're saying that the only way you're going to get the truth, you're going to have to come to them. I said, let them bear on the day of judgment their own burden in full. In other words, don't try to defend them. You know, you already don't worship them. Don't try to defend them. Allah said, let them defend themselves. Let that spy hit them. Allah said, Alice, how grievous the burden they would bear. Those before them did also plot against Allah's way. This is not nothing new. This is not nothing new. You're going to see it in 2023. They did this here. Back in ancient times. It says those before them did also plot against Allah's way. But Allah took their structure from their foundation, and the roof fell down on them from above. It's talking about all the beautiful buildings that they built. And talking about the corrupt society that they established. They said that, and the wrath seized them from direction they did not perceive. They didn't know where it was coming from. They couldn't figure it out. Then on the day of judgment, that's the big day. Then on the day of judgment, he will cover them with shame and say, where are my partners? Concerning whom you used to dispute with the God. See, you wonder. See, Allah, how Allah give you that wisdom. You wonder why people. You be trying to present the truth hard as you can, and then you got people trying to create an argument with you. And you don't know where it's coming from. And you be examining yourself. Maybe I did something wrong. What did I do wrong? Allah is showing us right here in Ayah 27. What's going on? You didn't do nothing wrong. But they create that argument. They put something out there that you're not doing, and then they argue with what they put out there about you. And you wonder what you got to defend, and why they disputing. We're talking about images and false worship. And we're talking about Shaitan. Where are my partners concerning whom you used to dispute with the godly? Those endued with knowledge will say, this day indeed are the unbelievers coveted with shame and misery. What else scared me to death? And you're getting people that's getting older. And still playing the same old game. And they get older. They're getting closer to the grave. That's what I mean by getting older. I was afraid to rely on God or set up partners or establish other peoples as partners with God. Establish shirk. That's what you call, we call that shirk. And Allah is going to ask you, where are my partners? This is what Allah said, they're going to be covered with shame and misery. They're going to be miserable. Allah said, namely those whose lives the angels take in a state of wrongdoing to their own soul. They're doing this to themselves. Then will they offer submission with the pretense we did no evil knowingly. When you're challenging, with the truth, Allah said that they go off of submission and they're going to pretend. They're going to pretend that they didn't know what they was doing. They didn't know what they were saying. They kind of establish you as a hypocrite. They kind of establish you as a Mr. Know-it-all. They kind of establish you as one that's don't want unity with the clique. That you're not faithful. If you're not faithful, you may not walk with Muhammad. You know, and you don't know why are they doing this? Why are they saying this? Allah says that we did no evil. We did no evil knowingly. The angels will reply, nay, but verily Allah knows all that ye did. You can't fool Allah. So enter the gates of hell, dwell therein. Thus evil indeed is abhorred of the arrogant. So if the shoe don't fit, then don't wear them. But this is the Quran talking. This is Allah talking. To the righteous, when it is said, what is it that your Lord has revealed it? They say, all that is good. Those who do good, there is good in this world. And the home of the hereafter is even better. And excellent indeed is the home of the righteous. Gardens of eternity, which they would enter. Beneath them would flow pleasant rivers. They would have therein all that they wish. Thus doeth Allah reward the righteous, namely those whose lives the angels take in a state of purity, saying to them, peace be on you. Enter ye the garden because of the good which ye did in the world. to the ungodly? I mean, do the ungodly wait until the angels come to them? Or there comes the command of thy Lord for their doom? So did those who went before them. But God wronged them not. Nay, they wronged their own soul. The evil results of their deeds overtook them. And that very wrath at which they had scoffed hemmed them in. The worshippers of false gods say, if Allah had so willed, we should not have worshipped all but him. Listen at him. Neither we nor our father, nor should we have prescribed prohibition other than his. So did those who went before them. But what is the mission of messengers but to preach the clear message? That's our job. But we are surely sent amongst every people a messenger with the command, serve Allah and eschew evil. Of the peoples were some whom Allah guided and some whom error became inevitably established. So travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who deny the truth. If thou art anxious for their guidance, yet Allah guideth not such as he leads to straight, and there is none to help them. They swear the strongest oath by Allah that Allah will not raise up those who die. Nay, but it is a promise binding on him in truth. For most among mankind realize it not. They must be raised up in order that he may manifest to them the truth of that wherein they differ. And that's what they do. They make it seem like you disagreeing with them. The rejecters of truth may realize that they had indeed surrendered to falsehood. There it is right there. You wonder why I'm taking the position that I take? I'm not going to surrender to no falsehood. I'm not going to surrender to falsehood because I got children. And I know brothers and sisters that are striving hard, trying to do right, trying to get established. But I'm not going to let them. I'm going to do everything that I can not to let them fall up under nobody worship, no false worship. I'm going to try hard as I can to make them be a free man in the city. Think for yourself. For to anything which we have willed, we must say the word be, and it is. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Should Allah speak the mighty truth, came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace. I still am an anton.
That was a beautiful talk, brother.
Alhamdulillah. Under
the
law, brother. Praise
you, Mr. While he waiting, I want to read a poem out of
yes,
she knows her well. I'm going to read a poem until you come back to the phone. I'm going to read it.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, he said, okay.
Go read the poem. Go ahead.
Exquisite, excuse me. She wore a covering on her head, but not her mind.
She wore a covering on her head, and her beauty still shined. The glistening of her smile and the confidence in her stride. The heavenly glow of her skin and the light in her eyes. She wore a covering on her head and still remained the most beautiful woman in the room.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing
that. She didn't have a cover covering over her mind, though.
Yes, sir.
That wasn't covered. Yeah, I got it.
All right, Bob.
Love it, boy.
Who me say something right there? Which me love rock man no a him. He said we like the law. I said we like Muhammad on my shoulder. Better get wins again. There's no God. Well, Allah. And that the Allah is the creator of his creation. There's nothing in his creation that can describe the creator. Open the damn windows. Prophet Muhammad. Christ Jesus said we'll come after him and lead us in all truth. So we thank Allah for all of the good information coming from his books that we can use with our life to keep our life up. But we know that religion is mathematic, we weren't told. But we along with that mathematic, we need businesses and jobs that we can point to that we can share our own. We know we won't get meat, but we know realize that we're going to have to grow it ourselves. And on the news in Texas, these people in El Paso have discriminated against the African-American farm, locked him up for two or three times for nothing because he's trying to grow food for his family and for the world. Racism is not going to go anywhere without a fight, it don't look like. And I'm talking about no physical fight, but a moral fight, the fight of the mind. And long with that image up in the world, there will be no real come together, and nobody's going to be concerned. It's a shame African Americans are not concerned about each other. Like the preacher would say, a brother who died in the hands of Tyrese who died in the hands of, in the hands of the police by people that look like him, favor him, live in his situation, come from that image. They hate each other. Hate didn't give you a badge that you could force that hate. We are the people. No other people have been put down like we have. It's still happening all over this planet Earth. I remember there was a time that the nation was growing cows and trying to come up, and these evil people came and poisoned the cow. Evil people. Then they would point to you and call you the devil. You the evil one. And they got a history of being evil since this country has been in the makings. And it all comes about because they made us uncaring, made us unworkable with each other. And because of that, as a people, we suffer. And businesses, you know, I know brothers that talk about they love this and love that, but they don't buy nothing from African American people. They don't even think about having or buying a sandwich or buying some meat from African American or Muslim. This is a shame. And they'll tell you they love Allah. and they pray back. I mean, these people don't want you to join them. But anyway, truth is on the scene. And truth stands out clearly and expose all the falsehood that this world has manufactured and put together to point it out. Truth. And we know truth coming from the final revelation and some of the revelation of the Bible. And that's one book we had to believe in it. And we got the best book displaying the falsehood that has been added to it. That's the Quran. But it's still a book that Allah said we must believe in. Like we believe in Jesus Christ. We love Jesus. Jesus Christ was shown trying to teach the people how to make a job for themselves by fishing or using bread, cooking bread. So all this is evidence that, you know, it's some of the sweet stuff that you can buy in some of these stores that made at the store. It don't taste better than grandmama or sweet cake or pound cake. It don't taste better than her coconut cake or chocolate cake. None of that. Even the cereals that we eat today, they don't have that remembering taste on your tongue when you get to eating cornflakes or eating a Tony the Tiger cornflakes or eating a regular cornflake. All of them was so delicious, you know. Sugar pops. All these things were delicious. They're not delicious like they used to be because man done tampered with food, the wheat that go into them. Man, in his greed, crest for greed, put all that pesticide on the plant. Our children need to be going to college to come up with an alternative of something different that makes the plant and don't help the plant and don't hurt the plant or the ground the plant growing on. That skill is in our children. But first we had to get them to see morals, because there's no moral, there's no prayer, then there's no help coming. Allah is the helper. Allah is the savior. And this world is more inclined to keep you away from the moral life that God wants you to have. This fashion world, this world that we already were told in scripture what was going to happen, and now we see what the scripture has been pointing to, that Jesus said in the last day, you won't be able to tell men from women and all. And that has come to, that has come into play. Jesus once ran the hog meat that we know about hog, and he ran it off the mountain. It don't say he killed all of them. And we know you can't buy a good burger today on Wendy's or one of these burger shops without them wrapping some beef, some pork bacon around it. They are locked in to make sure you get some pork in your system. They have took a stand to make sure you get bad food. Look good, but they worth nothing. They all in together with each other on that. So our job is to make jobs and stop depending on them. Go back to the natural way of doing things and let them come naturally. Not trying to make them do nothing, but we go back to the natural way of doing stuff, raising our own food, raising our own cow, raising our own chicken, whatever we need to eat, lamb, goat, all these things, growing our own peaches, plum, pears, apples. We need to be going back to doing those things and not depend on these wicked people. They have been brought in the idea that God came in their image and we are being given to them from God to mistreat or do whatever they want with us. That's in their mind. And that's why so many police is killing African Americans, going into the school and locking out students up, 12 years old, 11 years old, putting handcuffs on the 6-year-old and taking them to jail. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. So we should work, be working for to see a better heart coming from us, from the imam, from our people, from the people that know we in bad shape and want to do something about it. I know the people, most of them, especially the Muslims, they know we have came through a hard time. But if they willing to sacrifice and come together and do what's necessary, are they still going to be tied down to what we can't do or won't do? Or are they still going to tie down, waiting on somebody else to stand up and do for them, and then they come running there and somebody done and made things better for them, run up and say, I'll with y'all. That's what I see. Most of the young people, they are messed up from this music. This ungodly rap music. And this done on purpose. If we set and let our children see the movies that they make about us, most of the African-American most of the African-made movies are a disgrace to the human family. The suggestions in that movie is that we ain't no good. It ain't nothing we want to do is good. That's what I see coming from these movies. All we want to do is show off people. Women being show off. Take it all off. Let's dance all day. Let's teach the children how to dance. Let's make sure everybody, let the dog dance. That's what I see. I don't see the love that Allah telling us to have in the Bible or in the Quran is it's being pushed. And like the young man said, the day that we should have the law about if a police kill one unnecessary, give him the electric chair. And let him taste what we taste. Ain't no fear, or there ain't no big eyes and big ears. He get immune. And then when they put him in jail, for what they do to us, they're like going to a party because they got them jailed for the police. They're like going to another party for them. They go in there. They don't have all that bad food that we, that ordinary citizens have. They go in there. They got TV. They got a little chore. They might have to pick up some paper for about 20 minutes. And the rest of the time, playing golf and doing everything else. So they don't get the treatment. If you work on a job and you get 90 days on that job, if it don't work out, the man got the right to let you go. But if he give you 90 days and you make the 90 days, then you are ready to take that job and see what you're going to do. You're going to get the test. You pass the test for that job. But most of these people going on these jobs, and 90% of the people that these police arrest, put in jail, is African American. 90% of the ones that stop and give tickets is African American. So that is the problem. We have to change. We can change. We can't just sit idly by. And let's pray and think up. And yeah, Allah said prayer without any works, it ain't going to mean too much. Prayer with work. Prayer with a good effort to change that situation. So we thank Allah for allowing us to come on this Blog Talk Radio station because we need money. We need jobs. And we, our children go to school for 15, 20 years. Then we have them go to the Caucasian man for a job. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. I'm on. Rakim, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm gonna bring you up and let you get a few minutes in, and you got it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got the land.
We see that our economics as in African-American community is not equality with other communities, not equal with other communities. We know that the European dollar was built off of the backs of slavery. And we know that it's been funded to Europe so that Europeans from Europe can come to America, as King taught us, to get billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in economics and business, to start their businesses, their empires, their doctors, their hospitals, their banks, even Wells Fargo. It's one of the oldest banks in America. But utilize billions and billions of dollars with zero interest rates, meaning not to be paid back. So we know they have a billion, a trillion, trillions of dollars that they have got from the government and have never paid a cent back, one cent. We know that we produce our wealth in dollars, and we know that our wealth holds in its value. Its value. Our wealth as America depends on our ability to go to war. Depends on how to back up the dollar by the resources other countries have. We take, for instance, the motherland of Africa, which is a very, very rich, rich country, rich from all four corners. And some parts of Africa and Senegal, you can pick up diamonds. You can pick them up. But for the Africans that can pick up the diamonds, they have to take the diamonds to the government. They cannot utilize the diamonds for their own wealth. But we know that the Jews, majority of the diamond industry are owned by Jews that have taken the wealth from Africans outside of Africa and to America and the rest of the world for their income. I believe the equality that Allah has gave to every nation is their own ability to produce from their land. And of resources other than fruits and vegetables and rice and grain and everything else is grown. If Allah give that land resources, then it's up to that land, or it's oil. It's up to that land to negotiate import and export and negotiate contracts. That's fair. We should not be in no position take from someone else's land or someone else's resources. We should utilize our own resources, our own Americans to build and use these resources so that we can negotiate, exchange, import and export within our own country, America. The jobs of manufacturing and distributing are not jobs that we found in America. We find majority of America's products are from China, Asia, Pakistan, foreign countries. But the same that's being produced in foreign countries could be produced right here in America. It could help with jobs, or it can help with African-Americans put it in a position to acquire other races for jobs. It can boss us up, and we can utilize our economics to put our economics together so that we can utilize our own factories to to import and export and sell our products, something simple as a toothbrush that we manufacture and produce ourselves, something simple as a shoestring, a pen, an ink pen, a safety pen. All of these are simple ideas that we can utilize and manufacture and distribute in our own country. We can use our recycling. We can make our materials out of recycling materials. So it keep the dollar down, and it would profit more into the community. But if we don't utilize our brains and put our brains together, we have created another genocide of poor people. We see that some businesses, African American businesses, we have, I think, one billionaire, two billionaires out of five. One of the billionaires, I can't remember his name at this particular time, but he's into technology. He started his wealth in technology. We know Jay-Z started his wealth off rap music. When he started hip hop music, it wasn't designed to deteriorate the mind. It was designed to bring the culture into the homes to embed the minds. When he started out, I'm pretty sure Beyonce too. She had a good idea of music. She's a great singer, and when she started out, it was music that could, you know, smooth your deepest thoughts of love or your deepest thoughts of being in love. You know, she sung a tune that was not so more of unrighteousness, but as they got into more of the entertainment business, you know, that don't sell. Unrighteous music does not sell. And if I made personal, if I know someone is into music and they're righteous, I'm going to try to promote them as much as I can, because it's no avenue for righteous men and women to use on a mainstream radio or mainstream entertainment for them to be successful. But they started off with good hearts. And
we got
Satan led them, and they follow that path to mislead other people. But our economic strength, and may Allah guide them back on the straight path, but our economical strength, my dear brothers and sisters, are working together. Working together. If a sister got a business, we should find 1,000 of us African Americans solid to support that business every week or every time that person needs to go grocery shopping. We should find 1,000 people. And that person should have 1,000 guaranteed customers. That's very, very small on the economical race, dear brothers and sisters. But just out of 1,000 people helping that person business grow, that person is able to hire more into the community and to use more economics. If our sisters have a business, we should find 1,000 people to support that sister and to make sure that her business is successful as well. Anything to generate the value of economics within our community to keep our own community into not debt, but into successful success, wealth, generational wealth that we have to start building, because we've created another genocide, because we are America's spenders. We are America's spenders, and we spend our money as an African American race. We spend it with anybody besides our own selves. Our power is to utilize each other. Mansa Musa, this man has so much guap. This man has so much wealth that he put an end to everybody's economy. everybody. No one couldn't mess with Mansa Musa. He broke every country economy by doing one simple thing, passing the wealth. Passing the wealth and passing the wealth and passing the wealth. But he just wasn't passing it to people of that have understanding of economic value. No, he was passing it to communities to improve their communities, to improve business, small businesses or big businesses or industry, so that community could benefit from its fruits. He did not just have wealth and say, church got $2.35 million in the account and it's sitting there. The master got $1.5 million and it's sitting there. Allah did not give us Prophet Muhammad to utilize wealth like that. Allah talks about this in the Quran. He says that the people with wealth, they're not spending it correctly or not taking care of the needy or helping people. You don't have to do anything to be seen in the eyes of men. Allah knows what you do. But he says he would bury it. He would put it on their forehead. He would put it on there. He would melt it. Excuse me. He would melt it on their foreheads. That's horrible, brothers and sisters. That's allegorical, straight up. Either way, it's horrible. It's horrible. But our development and wealth should not be a burden on one or two people, three or four people, because they strive for something that others did not strive for. The law said, don't be stupid. No. We all have to strive, but in the fruit of our strive will soon come in sight. It makes more sense to bring 1,000 people together. Man, Muhammad gave us this knowledge. And I've been thinking hard, but I've heard lectures of Imam Muhammad say this. I heard lectures of Imam Khatib, radiallahu anhu, say this. He said that we should put our money together. I've heard him say that if 1,000 of us put $100 in, that's $100,000. We can't do that 1,000 times and have people in our community at least get $100,000. That means we got that much hate for each other. We can't forgive nobody for the stairs or whatever our personal matters are, to the point where we can't set a residual economics of not ourselves, but for our children, and to utilize business, better business, to use or go get a franchise, something. If a brother, a sister got a business that you see potential in it, that is growing, give them the money, give them the resources for it to grow. This is what Prophet Muhammad did. This is what Mansa Musa did. This is what even the prophets besides Prophet Muhammad did, because the interest is not community without individual. We can't go to community without seeing about the individual. If the individual is corrected in the mind, in the heart, this is a duty of an imam to make sure that everybody in the community individually is spoken for in a correctful way, or is motivated to the sense where he knows that that person will go out and be more productive than they came into the house of Allah. That's what khutbahs are about. The jumahs are about is to motivate the congregation so that the same ignorance won't produce, but the intelligence will produce. And to acquire it then, as that man goes back to his family, as that woman goes back to her family, then it strengthens that family. It ties it up, and it ties it into a knot, and then it becomes stronger. And then you can take that into the community. So we have to learn our religion to the point where it doesn't become burden on the next person, Our imams are... they got a heavy burden on them, heavy burden on them. And we know the burden that Allah says, that it ain't the burden, but it's something that Allah talks about the imams. He said that they will be held accountable on the day of Yom Kiyama for their Ummah, for their community. And if we don't address ourselves and address ourselves with our leadership and to strengthen our leadership or to help our leadership get strengthened, because we're all human, and if we don't utilize it while we're living, then it'd be too late while we're dead. So Allah only wants us to invite us to the kingdom. He wants us to have the best in this world. He wants us to have the best in this world, and he wants us to have the best in the hereafter. And the way that it's looking, like the brother Akbar said, this the housing is going up, the rent is going up. You know, they want you outdoors. They want you outdoors. They don't want the they don't want you to have a successful successful living, successful life. You know, Buckhead ain't gonna look like Bankhead. And Bankhead right now in Atlanta, Georgia, it's looking like Buckhead. I take that back, because they didn't took all of, they locked up everybody, locked up the gave them the dope, the drugs, and then locked them up for selling it. They took the men out of the homes and, you know, and genocide, that gentrification. And they came in, the Fortune 500 and Fortune investment groups, Jewish and European groups, very, not 1%, but probably less than 1% African Americans own property. But overall, you know, it's to the point where you have to start thinking about not yourself, but others. And if you think about others, you can think about unification. And besides thinking about gentrification, because it's not just in Atlanta. Pretty sure this is in other states. So our power is the same power. Like Fortune 500, they're nothing but investors that did the same thing Imam Muhammad did, the same thing that Prophet Muhammad did. They invested in themselves. And they went out and bought this property and get this property and got that property and bought this property. And I'm pretty sure some of them still paying on properties. But they utilize their wealth to come together. And that's something we scared of, you know. We detrimentally hurting, you know, from us utilizing our resources and put it together, you know, because the trust factors have broken. And you, without trust, you have nothing, you know. So I'm asking the Ummah to put their trust in Allah and the Father, the Rasulullah, and make these investments, you know, that will save the Ummah community, and to buy the community, buy it up. And if they already, but the European, the Jews, and brought it, buy it back. But know that it's not for you. Nothing is us. Nothing is ours. Not even our bodies. Allah says, I have entrusted this in you. I have entrusted. He put a trust. So nothing is ours. Nothing. Not even our bodies. It belongs to Allah. And Allah is the belonger of all affairs. And the way we'll come out of this, and we could come out of this overnight. Overnight. If we utilize our minds and our ummahs and put it together so that we can create wealth. At least not for us. Let's do it for our children. Let's have some, have a part of this America that Imam Muhammad and was working hard for, Dr. King was working hard for, and they tried so hard to destroy those great, great honorable men. So may Allah bless our Ummah and bless us to, and bless our leadership to do the right thing. Assalamu alaikum.
Look at the lamb. Thank you again, my king. Pretty good. Praise be to Allah. And see who else wants to say anything. I guess he got his hand up. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja.
Assalamu alaikum.
Look at the lamb.
Abdullah, I'm just gonna bear witness, and I'm preaching the same thing. is that right. is that this is what they are against. What I mean by they are the peoples that make it want to appear that they're doing something, but you look at it, they ain't doing nothing. You can't put your hand on nothing. In order for us to be successful, you know, you can't say that we got to build up a group and we got to make the group fat and things like that. Imam taught us that you got to address the individual's need. And when you are addressing the individual needs, you are addressing the community. When you get the individual together, you're getting the community together. We got to have young brothers and sisters out there in business. We can't come together collectively. If we come together collectively, we should be coming together collectively and at least get a gas station, at least buy a store or something that we all can put our money in together where we all can benefit from it. They doing everything they can to not to let that happen. And you have to be careful that you ain't supporting that. For us to get business and do something without it's working for everybody. What I mean by everybody, I'm talking about the believer that's striving and struggling hard. If it ain't working for them, then you're doing the same thing that the enemy is doing. You're establishing yourself. You're looking out for yourself, but you ain't looking out for your brother and your sister. I can easily go out there and do for myself. You know, if I just am doing for myself, I don't need to be doing no talking. It's easy to do for myself. But it's a job to establish or to assist in establishing something that my brothers and sisters is benefiting from it too. That's what they kind of stop. They're trying to stop us from coming together, putting our resources together, like Brother Rocky is saying. Putting our resources together, our dollars together, don't you know if we do something together and we all are benefiting from it, everybody gonna work hard as hell to make that successful. That's what I'm trying to get started. That's what BUII is talking about. That we all benefit from it. Our children benefit from it. Our grandchildren benefit from it. I mean, like the brother said, I mean, what it look like a man did or somebody got $1 million or $2 million just to say that the masjid have it, and it ain't doing nothing with it. When you spend that money with each other, people is establishing things. People is getting things. People is able to come together with other people and get married. And people is able to get a home. cause, anything that, because you're spending the money back and forward with each other. But what they're doing now, you got a few among us got money, and we got it bank, we got it in the bank. He said, well, like the brother said, the imam said that we should spend that money. We should learn how to spend that money. Let's buy a supermarket. Let's buy a theater. Let's buy a skating rink. If we ain't doing that, if we don't do that, we just shooting up in the air. We just shooting. We just racing our bullets. We just shooting up in the air. We want to get that money where we can give it back and forward. We want to spend that money with each other. We got to have people among us to make sure we spend them. Let me tell you something that we all ought to see. You remember when the economy was down here in America? And we were getting ready to go into the depression. Remember what Obama did? Obama got millions of dollars, and he distributed the money out to the American peoples. I know because I got some of it. Tyree got some of it. My son got some of it. And my daughters, they got some of it. But what he did, he got billion some dollars, and he distributed to the American peoples, and the American peoples spent the money. And what that did, that cranked back up the society. That's what they did. I know y'all remember that. He cranked back up the society.
I remember it.
Because what was happening was that certain people was getting the money. It was going to certain people, and they was holding that money. And the masses wasn't getting it, so they weren't able to spend it back and forward to each other. So we was going into a depression. This is the reason thing is so terrible. We get trillions of dollars from the taxpayers, but we got America got the money, holding the money and giving it to certain people. He just President Biden just went back over there to the Ukrainian, and he talking about spending some more money on warfare. Still spending that money.
Billion.
Yeah, I mean that's a whole lot of money, and still giving us that money. Ain't no, we gonna spend it. That's the science right there. You got to have the money, you got to spend the money, and you got to keep it among yourself. Spend it with each other. That's the key. So we got to wake up, brothers and sisters, and stop blaming it on each other. We got to know the signs, the sciences. And what we got to do? We got a young generation come in here, and we need to help them go into business. And we need to, this is the community and the society, we got to make sure that they support these young folks. That's it. And I'm going to keep on preaching that until I die. So I'm going to, I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. So I still know I'm going to
My wife wanted to say something. She was,
okay,
excuse me for a second.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu alaykum. What I wanted to say is that I remember the imam saying that that she proposed that each masjid open up a business, and that way that business will support the masjid, and that won't put so much burden upon the believers. So I would just say, and sometimes someone might have forgot during that time, you know. So you ought to go, my young brother, go to the masjid that have all that money and tell them that proposal that the imam, remind them, and bring your brothers with you, your soldiers. I said, this brother talks good. So I said, true, you got to have soldiers. You can't win a war without soldiers.
What are you going to do?
You were shaking your head, and I was letting you know that you can't. I never know you can win a war.
I know you have soldiers.
Yeah, you got to have soldiers, and bring your soldiers with you, and let him know that we would help and support. If that's where the money is at, I said, you got to remember. And you got to remember at senior citizen 80 and getting into their 75, we put a lot of work in and a lot of things that we ain't going to be able to do. Sometimes we be sleeping all day, but you guys don't do that. So that you guys got to carry that flag now. We help you and give you this wisdom that I'm telling you right now. When you was a baby, this is what the imam was saying. He said the masjid should, each masjid should have a business. And then could you imagine if a masjid have a grocery store? Then that's what we'll be shopping at right there. And then somebody else will probably, you know, come on and do this and do that. But that's what we're supposed to do, and that's where we start at right there. And unity is power. Alhamdulillah.
That's a good point. Hello, Akbar.
I'm all right, Bob. Are you through, sir?
Hello, Akbar.
Yes, sir.
Is she through? She through. I just want to make sure that we got to stop whooping each other, you know. And when a person says something, add to what they're saying. And you find out that would be you like that. Just add to what they say. Let's add to what they say. Don't take nothing from it. Because each one of us got something to contribute in this whole thing. We got something to contribute. So add to what the person is saying and try to understand what they're saying. I just want to say that. I just mean.
But it, no,
white ball.
Rocky, you got anything you want to say?
can I read another poem?
Yeah.
This is from She Knows Her Worth. Signed this book on Amazon by Sauda Muhammad, a black Muslim woman. She has to work twice as hard. A black Muslim woman is unique in her own way. Society doesn't seem to be accepting. Society chooses to make assumptions and questions her skin and her belief. As the two coincide, she is reminded that she will be tested and doesn't take the ignorance to her heart. She works twice as hard and doesn't complain. Black Muslim women continues to change the game. Innovation by nature and a queen by faith. They question her religion, unsure of her ethnicity, thinking only for only foreign women wear hijabs. So when she says she is African American and Islam is her belief, she is confronted and kin on truth. A black Muslim woman whose ancestors were brought here on slave ships, a black Muslim woman whose ancestors were torn from their homeland, a black Muslim woman who is American by birth, she will not wear shame. She will not wear fear. She wears certainty, faith, and works twice as hard.
Hello, Egba.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Appreciate everybody's input. So who were listening and choose not to say nothing. We don't put nobody on the spot. We are here, you are our guests, and thank you for joining us. But we're here to make it clear that the image got to go. The image that's been given to us, given to the other people. But both sides of the image were given, they weren't given in good faith. They're given to give to us to keep the problem going. We want the problem stopped and solved. We are one human family. We are here because Allah has put us all here to test us, to see which one of us is worthy of a great reward he has promised. He has told us about in the world, a great reward for doing the good works that he has asked us to do. Allah ain't asked us to do nothing, you're not going to be rewarded. And we don't want the punishment, Allah. We want the reward. So we thank Allah for everyone showing up tonight and listening. Brother Suja, would you close us out, please, sir?
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Please show us the right way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Be back here tomorrow with the sisters. Inshallah. May Allah continue to bless us, to continue to grow with each other, and let's find a way to make this work. Inshallah. As-salamu alaykum. May Allah of peace be on all of us all the time. Amen. I